quick shout out to the graduating class of SFU, because boy howdy were they giving shout outs on my way up from the garage today. Very excited people, very excited kids, just or yeah, everybody's a kid to me now. Anyway, very excited people yelling and screaming and air horning all over the place and terrifying the pants off of this poor little raccoon I saw on the stairwell on my way up. But yeah, congratulations. May the rest of your summer be wonderfully adventurous as you prepare to take off into the great world beyond. And yeah, so this is Extra Total. I'm Garen, and I've got quite an album for y'all today. Now, if you've been listening from the beginning, you know that I'm a big fan of Steve Reich's Electric Counterpoint, which was commissioned by Pat Metheny and performed by Pat Metheny in 1989. And a big thing that I always loved about it was the multi-track recording combined with the performer live on stage playing the final part of the piece. And yeah, so today I've got an album from a multi-instrumentalist composer based out of Newfoundland named Robert Humber. And boy, this is interesting. So he worked with four musician friends of his to record four different pieces for this album, which is called Into Air. And the first piece is called Into Air. It's played by violinist Adrian Irvine. And the interesting thing about all these pieces is that they are multi-track recorded. So the musician who is performing each piece played multiple parts together, recorded them, and then spun them all together. And they became these really interesting microtonal, atonal, modern, classical menageries of super instruments, which is kind of like Robert Humber when he said he wrote Into Air initially. The piece, not the full album here, he was trying to create like a super instrument. He wanted to highlight like all the capabilities of the instrument all at once and only that instrument. So yeah, the first three tracks I'm going to play tonight are called Into Air 1, 2, and 3, movements 1, 2, and 3. And it's all violin, all one violinist, multi-track recording his way to an excellent performance. And then the next three songs I'm going to play after that are Moth Mouth Movement 1, 2, and 3, performed by Ben Diamond on guitar. And man, what I really liked about this, holy moly. So he's not just playing notes on this guitar. He's using like all the available textures. So Robert Humber here, he composed this piece with those textures in mind. So you'll hear like finger strums and like hitting the guitar and like all these different things, like not even playing notes, just like getting sound effects out of the instrument. And the third piece in the album is called Murmurations, which is a piano piece performed by Stephen Eckert. But unfortunately, we don't have time to play that one because these pieces are a bit long. I had to do a toss-up, like a coin toss, between this piece, Murmurations, and the final piece of the track called Singing in Circles, which features cellist Heather Tuok. Sorry, I couldn't see my own notes for a second there. But yeah, each of these pieces, just it's multi-track recordings and layering upon layering, and like sometimes the parts are disparate, sometimes they're complementary, sometimes they're just a mishmash of what is going on even. And on occasion, they all just like laser sight into the same thing. So like all the multi-tracks will be playing the same figure, the same notes, the same rhythms and stuff. And it's really neat. When I was listening to it, I just got super excited about the whole thing and I really just wanted to play it. And the coolest thing about this for me is it's almost brand spanking new. It was released, end of February, beginning of March. So this is like a new piece of music, a new series of new album of music for y'all to listen to. But yeah, like I mentioned, I won't be able to play the piano piece Murmurations because I just did not have enough time. I need like 2 hours, man. I need like 2 hours and more people to talk to, because unfortunately, Matthew from the other note, he's not here right now. So we did have a peaceful transition of, you know, things, shows, whatever. But man, I was really digging those tracks you played, Matt. So and I enjoyed the interview with the band Figs, huh? I forgot the Latin word already, but you know, I never took Latin, so except for Ig Pe Atinle. But yeah, so I think, I've spoken a bit enough, I think. Again, congratulations to the graduating class of SFU. Y'all are super excited about it, and so am I. And let's just dive into this first violin piece, Into Air, movements 1, 2, and 3, performed by Adrian Irvine, a multi-track smorgasbord of fun headed your way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. You are listening to Extra Tonal. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, walking you through Robert Humber's Into Air album that was released end of February, beginning of March this year. And what you just heard was Into Air movements 1, 2, and 3 performed by Adrian Irvine. That was one performer on violin, multi-tracked. And man, okay, I'm just going to point out some things that I loved about each of these movements. First movement, I really loved how he basically was creating delay, like a delay pedal effect in the different tracks. They were all equally spaced off by about like an eighth note, quarter note, that kind of a thing. But what was cool about it, like something you can't do with delay, is that delay is inherently reactive. You make a sound and then you hear the delay trail. But what he kind of played with was turning that tail on its end by the way that he set the depth of each of the violin parts with reverb. So like the really close part would be considered like the attack. That would be the thing the delay keeps continuing. But the reverb parts sounded more like the delay tail. And so sometimes he would have like the tail come first and sometimes he'd have the head come first. And it was just it, like mix it up in different depths and different distances and stuff. Oh man, it's super cool. I love that. And then that second movement, oh my gosh, flashback to orchestral rehearsals where you'd sit there as a bassist for like, I don't know, you'd have like a 2 hour long rehearsal. You'd maybe sit there for 30, 40 minutes while the violins tried to figure out their parts because they're all soloists, don't you know? And they don't have time to practice orchestral music. So they'd all be like hammering away and stuff. And it just, it really triggered those memories in my brain. I don't know, it was awful. It was a lot of crazy fun there. Like just, and then it sounded like at points like they were playing some kind of orchestral piece and then just speed running it. So especially towards the end there, like that was cracking me up. And then that third one, oh man, it reminded me of a masterclass I performed in once where the guy running it at the end was like, okay, basses, like play the most beautiful note on your instrument. And of course, like the first guy who had C is higher than B. He had a C extension on his bass, which means like on the lowest string, there's this thing sticking up that extends the fingerboard and you can play lower notes than normally you can on the bass. So he opens all the stops and he plays the lowest note, the C. And the guy's like, oh, very nice, very nice. And then he goes to the next guy. And of course, this guy has a B string extension, which is a half step lower than the previous basses. So he, of course, opens all the stops, plays the lowest note, blah, blah, blah. And then he gets to me and I'm just sitting there and I'm like, well, I don't have an extension. And honestly, that's like some basic performance right there. So I'm going to just do this horrible A note. And I played an A, kind of like the way the violin was kind of screeching into those beautiful chords in the third movement there. And he just looked at me with disgust. And he's like, what was that? And I was like, well, or no, actually, he said, like, that's not a very beautiful note. And I was like, well, in the right context, I think it would be. And to that man, I say, this is that context. I just loved how there's this like interplay between these beautiful chords and these horrible scratchy beginnings and endings and stuff. And yeah, that was great. I really enjoyed listening to those fully and without distraction. And I hope you did too. But yeah, coming up, we got three more tracks off this album. It's a piece called Moth Mouth, movements 1, 2, and 3, performed by Ben Diamond, who is coming at us with a guitar. So he's going to be doing all kinds of fun little guitar things coming up. Yeah, you know, it's just, I really love this multi-tracking. Like the idea that one performer can perform an entire symphony of music on one instrument and by themselves. It's just, it's kind of freeing in a way. I don't know. I find it exciting and interesting, and it allows you to do things that you can't normally do. Because, I mean, one of the great joys in performing is communicating with the other performers and coming up with things you wouldn't expect. But sometimes, like when you're practicing, especially, and musicians, we spend so much time practicing that you're so in your own head, but you never really find a real artistic output for being in your own head. And I just feel like multi-tracking is that output because it's all in your head, which, you know, don't pass me the psychiatrics quite yet, but it's all in your head. All the little nuances you want to pull out, like, you know what they are. And you can listen back and be like, all right, that's what I was thinking at that point. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I was just digesting that weird bit of beef and mustard and nightmares. But, yeah, that's why I like this kind of multi-track recording approach. And honestly, I got to start doing more of it myself. I've got some things cooking. Maybe one day, I will debut my own music on my own show, which, I mean, talk about being in your own head. I don't think you get more than that. But yeah, I think it's time for some Moth Mouth. So this is CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Extra Tonal. I am Garen Fitzgerald, and let's get back to some Robert Humber as soon as I remember to put his music in the darn player. So, oh, almost got it. There we go. Let's listen to, oh no, I put the same song in two different places. Let me fix that. Why isn't it letting me fix it? Oh no, technical difficulties. Oh, all right, we're going to play this another way. Thankfully, I've got backups. So here is Moth Mouth Movement 1 by Robert Humber, performed by Ben Diamond on guitar.